There's a tonight, fourth night. There's a mavucha, which we'll talk about. We'll call like both studim. Right, there's a confusion as to whether the Ushpizin tonight is Yosef Kafi Seder Atoldus or Moshe Rabbeinu Kafi the Seder of the Spheres, Kaidu the Midas. Right, in this sukkah, no, it's Moshe's the guest because Yosef is Dr. Balabais. Right, Moshe help Shmi Mekoyim Hakol Huva Besa Yosef Tomid. The Gabi Desinyan that we'll start off with this a Marganisa Tova Shloti Shokach Torah Miyisrael, a beautiful pearl from Rosh Yeshiva Zichron Livracha, saying that he didn't want to say Bifnei Am Ve'eda. He once years ago, you know, he was by his children in Flatbush, and he did a joint tish in a sukkah together with Yibodo Chaim Tom, Rav Aaron Schechter. And they asked the question that should bother any thinking person. How is it possible that Lefid Seder Hamidus, right, you have Yosef after Moshe and Aaron? You know, the Ishtalshus of the Midas, you know, and that, you know, Yosef comes after Moshe and Aaron when in history he came first. You would think that the two should run perfectly parallel. So, Bifnei Am Ve'eda, he didn't want to say. He said that I looked in Sfarim, I didn't find, and Yibodo Chaim Tov, Rav Aaron Schechter didn't say Mahalach either. But to me, he told me, you know, Mipela Oizen, right? But Shiloti Shakach Torah is a roi that to be mafarsim, that this Marganisa Tova shouldn't be forgotten. He says, you should know like this, the halacha is Yilmat Torah Vachar Kach Yisa Isha. Yitro Mizgabrala Yisa Isha Vachar Kach Yilmat Torah. There's Dr. Shiva Zichron Livracha. Pshat is like this, the Ikra Mahalach is, that shouldn't be Yitzro Mizgabar Olav. It's Yilmat Torah V'Achkach Yisa Isha. And the feed at Mahalach, Yilmat Torah, it's Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe and Aaron, Toshe V'Chsav and Toshe Baal Peh. And then Yisa Isha comes, you know, the Kaidu, the Midah of Yisod, that's Mizchaber, the Malchus, that's Yisa Isha. That's the Ikra Seder that should be. Right, but Ober Yitzro Mizgabar Olav. So then your Mahapach the Seder, Yisa Isha V'Achkach Yilmat Torah, and the mitzad, the history of the world, and we're going to talk more about this tonight, mitzad, the history of the world, the Hisgabrus Hara that there was because of Chet Adam Rishon, and then after that, the Dor HaMabul and the Dor HaFlaga, it was all begeder Yitzro Mizgaber love. So then the halacha is to be Mahapach the Seder, Yisa Isha V'achor Kach Yom HaTorah, and therefore, you know, mitzad that, Yosef HaTzak had to be born earlier to give us the koch to be oimed in Erev HaSa'aretz, Keneged Mitzrayim, that's called Erev HaSa'aretz, Ki Erev HaSa'aretz Basem Liros, right, to be oimed Keneged the Ra, right, as a countermeasure. Yeah, so Yosef had to be Magdim Yosef in history, Besod Yisa Isha, V'achkach Yom HaTorah, so we had Yosef at Tzadik, and then we had Moshe Rabbeinu, V'divur Pi Chocham Chen. I shared this idea with one of the Mekubalim of the door, and he politely said he likes it. You know, one of the Sfarishim Mekubalim, just to show the difference between the Ashkenazic approach and the Sfaric approach. And his son was listening behind, said, "Ze philosophia, ze lo Kabbalah." Simchas Beis HaShoeva, right? Call me Shalor Simcha, Lora Simcha Miyamav. What did they say there? What were the cheers that they said? All right, so the tzaddikim and, you know, the chasim and anshei ma'aseh said, that our yaldus was not mevayish our ziknus. You know, we have nothing to be ashamed of, right? Ashrei ziknus kofri al seder. Those were the balei tshuva. And everyone said, "Ashrei mi shelo chata, mi shechata yachzor v'yimchalo." You can imagine seeing that by Chasna. This is like the happiest event in history, right? And this is the type of things they're saying. It's depressing. I understand, ma ra'u al kacha, to say such things. No, and then the words of Hillel Zaken. You know, that he said, but also Mama, that the Gemara brings out, it's a little bit tamua. Imanikan, Hakokan, Imatata Volabesi, and Volabesi, Matalota Volabesi, and Ilo Volabesi. right, that these things need explanation. But of course, you know, what seemingly is the hardest to understand and Hill, that was the Gadolin Anova, Anvatan Kehilla, we find the Kulei Shas, Anvatan Kehilla, Imani Kan Hakol Kan. That's an amazing thing. Right. And that's what he said by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Another thing to understand is that Kayadua, the Tztukim had a problem with Nisuch HaMayim. So there was this Tztuki that you know, was Menasech Al Gabe Raglav, Ragmu Kol Am Bes Rogehem. Obviously the fundamental thing to understand is what's wrong with Nisuch HaMayim. Like, what did the Tztukim want to, like, start up with Nisuch HaMayim in particular? You know, they picked and chose what they thought about. Right? You know, they didn't always argue on the Torah Shabbat Peh. You know, like, first is Bris Mila. They still do it in the same place we do it. You know, it's not inspired in the Torah Shabbat Chassav anywhere, where to cut. It doesn't say where to cut. There must have been an agenda that they dafka start up with Nisuch HaMayim, because whenever the Masorah fit their agenda, they didn't krig on the Masorah. Right? So they had a problem with Nisuch HaMayim. Right? And you understand also that Ragbu Kol Am Bes Rogehem, why didn't they throw the lulav at him? Would have hurt more. Right? There's an amkus there that needs to be understood. Right? So they use like this. Right? The Indian of Nisuch HaMayim. Right, that the that we bring up the mayim that's mitachas la'aretz, right, we raise it up, and we give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, which is it's negating two laws that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was koveya, right, the laws that he was koveya on Yom HaSheni and Yom HaShlishi. So on Yom HaSheni is when he split the waters, right, Yirakia b'soch hamayim b'mavdo ben mayim l'mayim. And of course, it doesn't say yet Kitov then. Right? Yom HaShem doesn't say Kitov. Right? So one of the Lashonis in the Midrashim is because lo nigmarad Yom HaShlishi, that Yikova Mayim El Mokom Echad V'Teirar Yabosha, that we tuck the waters, you know, as it were, under the earth. And here with Nisuch HaMayim, we're undoing that. Right? We're undoing the rakia that's mavdil ben mayim el mayim, and we're undoing the memra of yikavu al mayim el tachas el makachad v'teirai yabasha. Right, we're undoing that, and we're raising up the waters. Right, so what's the pshat in this avoda of Nisuch HaMayim? What's the point? And we say that this, you know, the Gemara says that, you know, that b'schus Nisuch HaMayim there's geshamin. That's what brings rain. Right, even though it's a reverse pa'ula, right? We're raising water from under the earth, right? And the countermeasure is that you get rain that comes down from heaven to earth. We go bottom up, and connected that water comes top down. That's royally is boni ba'inyan. It is like this. Right? The Medrash says that kodem shebara kodesh baruch hu esa adam. Hoya kiluso ole min amayim shenemar mikolos mayim rabim adir mishbar yam adir bamar mashem. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam. Alright, so his praise came from the mayim. It says, you know, that the mikolos mayim rabim adir mishbar yam adir bamar mashem. And then when he split the waters, Hoya Kilusa Olamina Adam. Now the Adam has a place to stand, and the Adam gives Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Medrash goes on to give a mashal, right, that the mashal Ma'adavar Doime, that a king, you know, was his palace was staffed by a bunch of deaf mutes. And you know, so then they were, you know, they signaled each other and they communicated Biramiza, you know, with sign language. And, you know, the king thought he'd get greater Shevach from servants that could speak, could hear and could speak. All right, so he fired all the ilmim and he brought in the speakers. Right, those could hear and speak, but these people, because they're bare das, right, they have a mind of their own. And they have a mind of their own. They started thinking, and they decided one day to lock the king out, and they mutiny, and they took over the palace. And so when the king was in his gaber, he says, "I'm bringing back the deaf mutes." So also HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the waters. She'er kilusa olam in Adam. But then the Adam rebelled against him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, conquered, again, humanity. By, he says, Hashem la mabul yashav. I'm bringing the waters back. And that was the end of the mabul. Hashem la mabul yashav. Yashav, he brings back the waters. She'er kilusa olam in Amayim. Again, because it didn't work out with the Adam. Right, what's the inyan? What's the kilusa olam min amayim? What shevach, you know, what shevach is there that, you know, what does the water say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you know, the Adam, you know, failed to make the grade, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the waters back, and that was the end of the mabul. Hashem la mabul yashav. It's called, he brought the waters back. Right, it ousted the Adam. Right. So it is like this, when the world was, you know, mayim b'mayim. So, you know, the first day of creation. So it says, Vayarokha Yom Echad. So the Medrash goes on, the famous Kaddish should say Yom Rishon. Because it's supposed to be a second day, it's going to be Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi. Huh? Yom Echad, She'akash Bahu Yachid Ba'olamo. Because the Indian is that when everything is underwater, so nothing has a tsura when it's underwater, everything is dissolved. Right, water has no tsura, that is both physically and also it has no properties. It has no odor. It has no color. So there's nothing to obscure the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is yachid ba'olamo, and that's the kilus she'olam min amayim, and that's saying that things are nitaher in water. That the idea that things when they're underwater, it says already in the Rishonim, when you put something underwater, if it'll stay there for a long time, it'll dissolve. So even if you didn't leave it there long enough for it to dissolve, but that's what being underwater represents, that there's nothing that has a kiyum, you know, that would in any way obscure the mitzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's yachid ve'ein bilto. That's it. So it's yom echad she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu yachid ba'olamo. Echad ve'ein sheni. That's when the whole world was underwater. The Indian that he split the waters on yom ha'sheni, right, was to make room that there should be something else called the Adam. Be a kilusa olam in the Adam. Then the Adam should be the thing that praises him. That is that there should be a bardas. The problem is with the challenge of a bardas, he may have a mind of his own. Let's say kid amri inche, a mind of his own, right? And could rebel. But if he doesn't rebel, it's a bigger shevach than something that's not a bar das, that just follows HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tzura muchrachat without bechira. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be a melech. Right? The difference between a melech and a moshel, so the Rishonim already say, right? A moshel, it reigns by force. A melech reigns because the people chose him. They were mamlechim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be a melech and not a moshel. And that's kiyat l'Hashem amlucha u'moshel b'goyim. But the goyim, they're not makans melech, but he still reigns over them. But b'koach, right? That, with b'memshola, not b'mlucha, right? He forces them. Right? And that's the difference between going acharei, right? Following orders. You follow a dictator. That's called to be like acharei. Follow. Acharei ha'melech, right? But acharei, you go, after him. Follow. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to be followed. He wanted to be ponim el ponim, face to face. Right? But to be face to face, right? And that, facing is only of significance if it's by choice. A statue is not facing you, right? Because it doesn't have a choice to face away. It's not turning towards you. Right? The avodah that he wanted from a bar das to be a melech and not a moshel, is that there's a ben bechir that could turn. He has a mind of his own. He could either turn away or turn towards. But then it's a different relationship. When there's bechira to look away or look towards, it's called ponim el ponim. As opposed to when it's bekoach muchrach, without bechira, it's called acharei, just following. Right. Very good. Excellent. Here's a, right on. Right. There's an issue of following, and there's an issue of facing. Right. All the kochos ha-teva follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even the goyim lamala midaitam, they're not bocharis, but they follow because there's hu be'echad umi yeshivenu. There's no doing against his will, but it's called that bekoach machriach. They follow. They follow the dictates, right? It's not bibchira. When it's bibchira, it's called to turn towards, and it's a different relationship of ponim b'ponim. Right? And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from Yael, the avodas ha'odom. So now, take a look. Underwater, there's no difference between north, south, west, east. You need open space. For there to be a chiluk of kivunim, you need open space. Underwater is all one rishus. It's absolutely one rishus, which is called no rishus whatsoever, because Kaidua Yam has a din of karmelis. It's nowhere. It is nowhere. It's not a rishus ayoch, it's not a rishus aram. Underwater is nowhere. Right? Right? That there should be, you know, there should be a mokum, you know, be it a rishus ayoch, be it a rishus arabim, you need space. Right? And that was the function of the rakia b'soch hamayim, to create space. Right? Below nigmar melachto ad yom ashlishi. And that's why it doesn't say kitov, because space, open space is not of significance if there's no place to stand. Right? And then once there's a place to stand, right, there's oretz. So now there's, you know, there's now an inyan of rishus. Rishus hayochid, rishus harabim. And there's an inyan of, you know, being separate or being ma'arev the rishuyos into a rishus hayochid that we're going to talk about in a second. Right, underwater, everything is in the same place, which is no place whatsoever. There's a kosher rohu yochid bo'olamo. And that's about the idea of what to be mechavim when a person goes to the mikveh or your toivel, something in the mikveh, that under there it dissolves. Right, it lost its own surah and its bottle to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and with that it's nitaher. So now there's another shita in the Medrash that why it doesn't say kitov on Yom HaSheni. So another lashon in the Medrash is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid back on Yom HaShishi. Ra'okim es kol asher osa v'hine tov me'od. So that goes back l'mafreya on Yom HaSheni. That's the payback. What happened on Yom HaShishi? That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was buried the Adam, and that's also a lashon and medrash, right? Tov Maod, Maod is Oisias Adam. That's what was nivra on Yom HaShishi, because the whole tachlis of splitting the water was to come lidei the Adam. And you know, and so there's another thing that Chazal say on that medrash, right? On that words, tov mo'od, famous medrash, right? Tov zachaim, tov mo'od zamisa, tov zegan eden, tov mo'od zegehenem, tov, you know, it goes on, you know, that it says, you know, tov is, you know, is everything that's na'im, and you know, tov mo'od is the yisurin, the very good is all the bad things. Because the Indian is like this, right? The potential to turn away, right, and to go into sitra achra, as if there's another side, as if there's od mubado, and still you don't, and afal pikein you don't, right, and you still turn towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's called tosefet tova, because you're being mitzaref the potential for ra. You're adding that to the tov. So the tov is what the tov is. The tosefet tova is the potential for evil. And when that comes to serve, and then your pone, miloshin ponim, your pone, your mafne, you turn the whole thing, litova. That's called tosefet tova. That's called to add to the tov that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already gave the tov. Elkim ki tov. He already gave it. Man's mission is to make the tov ma'od. And the way man accomplishes that is that all the potential for evil that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made room for, and that was all in the Rakia B'soch HaMayim, turning that all towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Tosefet Tova that makes Tov Ma'od. All the potential for Misa, and for Gehenna, right, and Yisurin, and all the bad things, the Yetzihara, all these things, turning it towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that becomes Tosefet Tova, that makes it from Tov to Tov Ma'od. And that's the Avodah Sa'adam. Problem is that the Adam sees the Petach, right, to be Orek Mikame More, and he runs with it, takes the ball and runs with it. And that's the problem. And that's what happened with the Dora Mabu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hashem La Mabu Yashav, right, I'm bringing back the waters. Right? So he broke that Rakia B'soch HaMayim, right? And says Niftecha Rubashayim, right, and you know, and the Nivku Tahomos Rabba Varubas Hashemayim Niftachu, he undid what he created on Yom HaSheni and Yom HaShlishi, and brought the world back to a matzav of mayim b'mayim. Right. So it's an amazing thing. Everyone knows the famous Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Tes, right? Moshe min haTorah minayim, right? Lo yadun ruchi bottom be'olam b'shagam hu basar. We heard of Meir Shana b'shagam gematria Moshe. The gzeras hamabul, right, is a remez to Moshe Rabbeinu.
What?
That possible, which is a gzeras hamabul. It was 120 years till the mabul comes. That's the remez to Moshe Rabbeinu min haTorah. Makesh. Right? No, because that's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu did. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu actualizes what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from the Adam. Right? That which the Mabul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to bring back the Mabul, you know, bring back the Mayim, because the Adam failed. The tikkun of the Adam, right, that the Adam is taka better than the water, the Adam is better than the water, that was actualized through Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why, that's the side, why it's called Moshe Ki Min HaMayim Mishisiu. He's above the Mayim. He's better than the water. Huh? Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that reconciled, right, the Metzius of the Adam with total his Batlus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He reconciled that. Right? He made the tikkun. Right? The HaKadosh says, I'm bringing the Mabul, but it's Al-Minas, I'm resetting everything. But I'm resetting everything not because HaKadosh doesn't make mistakes, that which he wanted the Adam. You know, it's not trying to have a Mina, and the have a Mina was mistaken. Chas v'shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make mistakes. Right? It'll be Mekuyim, the Rotzen that there should be, and it'll be Mekuyim with Moshe Rabbeinu, tonight's Ushpizen. Right? And that's Ki Min HaMayim Mishisiu, he's bigger than the water. Right, and he's going to be able to exist, and still with a hakara brura that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki Hashem Elokim ein od milvado in a medrash in Parshas Vizosa Bracha. It's mamash coming up. Next parsha we're going to read Vizosa Bracha. Medrash Parsha that Moshe Rabbeinu's dying wish. Right before he died, he said, "Ribbono Shel, this is the lashon medrash." Right, ptach share shamayim v'tahoimus. Open it all up. V'yedu ki ein milvaldecha. Everyone should know ein milvado. Also, you know, break open heaven and the tahom. I mean, as if the world's flooded again. Break open the rakia b'socha mayim and you know the oretz. Break it all open, right? V'yedu ki ein milvadecha. Right? Shenemar ki Hashem Elokim b'shamayim v'aretz mitochas ein od. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, you know, b'schus that you wanted that, so I'm also going to say, lo kam b'yisrael, navi kemoshe od, right? You know, also, you're going to be one of a kind. You're going to be, ein od milvadecha, no one's on the nevuah of, madrig of nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And it's an old lashon and medrash that, you know, bo Moshe vehemido afil b'chalolo shel olam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, not just b'shamayim u'ba'aretz, but afil b'chalolo shel olam, as if the space that we, the air that we breathe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, even b'chalolo shel olam, right? Shedemar ki Hashem ki b'shamayim u'ba'aretz mitochas ein od. Right? That Moshe Rabbeinu was omed in this behirus, as if we're still underwater. That Hashem is yochid ba'olama. Moshe Rabbeinu brings that into the world, and that's really the significance of Torah coming down from Shemayim to Oretz. Torah, which is Gili Elokus, right? That it came down to the earth. It fills the whole span of the universe. This clarity, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ve'ein bilto, but now the shevach's olam min ha'adam, who's a ben bechira, to acknowledge the absoluteness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, with the same clarity as if the whole world's underwater, even though the world's not underwater. Right? And that Moshe Rabbeinu actualized.
And we're on it, that is only safe because it is tripped up by water.
Yes. Right, he's a perpetual competition with water. He's a perpetual competition with water. Right? To be better than the water. Right? No, Nevada, that's saying that the Mitzrayim, they're on the Schazig and the Koch of Mayim, except they wanted to go back to the Mabul, and of course, that's what it means. Moshe Rabbeinu Zohar says this, that he was in a Teva, just like Noach. You know, he started his life in an ark, you know. You know, Yocheved and Miriam put him in a Teva, right? But, you know, he went higher than Noach, right? To be, you know, to have the clarity as if the whole world is still underwater, ein Mayim el Terah. Right, you bring with the clarity of Torah filling up Chalolo Shel Olam. Right, you could still have the water split, but there's still the Hakara, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ve'en Bilto, and that's the Tachlis of Torah. Right, Ato Reisa Ladas Ki Hashem Olokim Ein Oid. So the so Kayadua, the place where this is most manifest and revealed, even though the home mitzvahs of Torah on earth. And by the way, it's another lashon medrash in this upcoming parsha, also in Zosa Bracha, that Akash Baruch Hu said, when Akash created the world, Shamayim is Shamayim, the Elyonim Elyonim, and Tachtonim are Tachtonim, and as if there is like something Mavdil, there's this Rakia Besoch HaMayim that's Mavdil. Moshe Rabbeinu broke that rule, right? Because it says Moshe Ola Elokim, and then he caused the Beschuso Vayered Hashem al Harsina. He broke that rule. He broke the Rakia B'soch HaMayim. This Rakia that's mother, he broke it. He broke that Rakia B'soch HaMayim. Right? And so even there's the Metzias of the Adam together with the Hakkar. The Hakkar Baruch Hu is Echad Ve'ein Bilto. And he broke that Rakia B'soch HaMayim. Right? And the whole tachlis of that Rakia B'soch HaMayim, right, is beside, machlokas l'shem shamayim. It's a Zohar, part in Daf Yud Zayin. And by the way, the only Rakia B'soch HaMayim is besod machlokas l'shem shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the waters, but l'shem shamayim, right, that should make, the possibility of being makar HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Bechira, that we can be pointed to him, and that changes the whole relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the universe, because when everything's underwater, everything's just holech acharav. Follows him. Right? That when you have the Rakia B'soch HaMayim that gives the facade of separate space, then it could be, the relationship could be ponim el ponim. And it's mamash moshul ma'adavar doime. Right? The relationship between Zohar and Nekeva, when they were originally created, they were du partsufin. They were back to back. Adam and Chava were back to back. Right? You had to have the Nesira, saw them apart, right? Which initially is a pirut. But for what purpose? For a constructive purpose that then they could be nizdaveg, ponim al ponim. Right? And that's mamash in the big picture, in the cosmos, that's the tachos of the Rakia B'soch HaMayim. It's mamash parallel to the nesira that there is between Adam and Chava to seemingly separate them, but that the relationship now, instead of being ochor ba'ochor, can now be ponim b'ponim, which was actualized ayidei Moshe Rabbeinu by mamash, I say ponim b'ponim, Diber Hashem Imochem. Right? Like the Zivuk of Zohar Nekeva. Right? Which Kayadua, with this, we're overlapping from the relationship between Moshe Rabbeinu and Yosef HaTzadik, the two Bale, the two Ishbizin of tonight. And it's not a mikra that Moshe Rabbeinu was Moser Nefesh, while Am Yisrael was Osuk in taking Bizas Mitzrayim, Kesav and Zov, Chacham Levi Kach Mitzvahs, and Moshe Rabbeinu went for Arono Shel Yosef. Right, these two people did very. These two, Ishbizin of tonight had parallel missions of making the chibur of kichol b'shamayim uvaretz to close the gap between heaven and earth. Right, that the Adam with bechira closes it, and with the Adam with bechira closing that gap, that makes a relationship. That relationship is called ponim b'ponim, as opposed to if it would never been split in the first place, that's called ochor b'ochor. And that's nice, but that's not, the highest shevach of, and not the highest intimacy of the relationship of ponim b'ponim. And that's the inyan, right? That the simchas beis ha-shoeva, right, was done on these steps between the Ezras Yisrael and the Ezras Noshim, right? And the 15 shira malos, right, are connected those 15 steps, the Tesvav Malos, that there were between the Ezras Noshim and Ezras Yisrael. That's where all the music was. Right? Because the truth is like this, like the Gemara says in Chagiga, right, that when Ben Zoma said, Sofaisi Ben Mayim Elyon Matachrim, and there's a hevdo of three etzbos. When Chazal heard it, said, Adayim Ben Zoma Bachutz, and it wasn't, Lo Orchua Yamim Vloya Ben Zoma Ba'olam, it was Niftasho, it was a toast. And it's like a pot and it's lit on top of it. Right, really, there's no gap between the Mayim Elyonim and Mayim HaTachtonim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere equally. Right, it's just a facade. Right, it's just an illusion to give us our avodah that with bechira we should be megala. Right, that there is no mechitza mavdil. It's a machlokas, like the Zohar says, l'shem shamayim, and that's where, same Zohar right there in Daf Yud Zayin says that's where Hillel and Shammai are mushrosh. right? Hillel is the midah of Oretz, and Shamayim, Miloshen Shamayim, right? It's Machlokas L'Shem Shamayim, like Machlokas Hillel V'Shamay, right? Who didn't want this Machlokas L'Shem Shamayim? He didn't want there to be any differences. Everyone's all the same. Korach. Machlokas She'en L'Shem Shamayim Zu Machlokas Korach V'Cho Adoso. So like we heard in a Barichus Nifla, Bamkus Nifla, that we can't recap right now, from Murray Varabi or Murray Shapiro, Zozayin Gesund and Stark. Right? That's why Korach was, you know, Korach doesn't want Machlokas L'Shem Shamayim. He wants everyone the same. Kol Eda Kulam Kedoshim. When the whole Yaakov was Chilek Masav Umolach Aleim, and that's the Lashon, Chilek Masav Umolach, because he wants to be a Melech and not a Moshe. And he wants that you should be Mamachim with Bechira. And for that, you have to separate people, give them a separate space, and then everyone should turn towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be Mamach, Chilek Masav Umolach Aleim, Bayom Hasheni, Chilek Masav Umolach Aleim. Korach doesn't want it, he wants Kol Eda, everyone should be the same, everyone should be Kohanim. Says no. For that, the waters didn't part for that. And of course, the finality of the waters parting is v'tiroi yabosha. I did it for the sake of machlokas l'shem shabbat. You don't want machlokas shabbat. So for him, there's no oretz. So he sank right through the earth as if it's not there. Because the whole tachlis of why the earth was revealed is for machlokas l'shem shamayim. Right? He doesn't want machlokas hashem, he wants everyone the same. So for him, there's no oretz. So he sank right through as if there is no oretz. So he was swallowed up by the earth. Right? He was right.
He lost the muck.
That's right. Right? So he sank right there as if there's no oretz under him. It's as if for him, there wasn't Yom Sheni and Yom Shlishi. So he just went right through it as if there's no oretz there. Because the whole earth was there to make machlokas l'shem shamayim. Right. We're going to get back to that in a second. Right. So now with this we can understand, you know, what's going on with the tzdukim. Right. It's a davar nifla mod. Right. When a person comes to, you know, how did it all start? Where did it all start from? The machlokas, the tzdukim, and the prushin. Antignos ish socho taught the Mishnah. Right, Al Tiavarim Rav Shav Shalom Nasakav Pras. Right, Tzorak and Bisus were in the shear. Said, no way. Right, I'm and the Chumrim Lo Ved Chino. Right, right. I'm not Lo Yefrayer. Lo Yefrayer. Right, right. I'm no sucker. I'm not working for nothing. Right, and they dumped it. Right, and they started their own cult. So it's Dover Nifloli's Bonein, right? They dumped the Torah Shebaal Peh, not the Torah Shebichsav. So like the Rambam points out in the Pirsha Mishnayos, and it's Muchach from a few Sugyos and Shas, and Kam Mokum Larach, they didn't believe that Chumash is Mina Shemaim either, right? But they couldn't suffer a cultural vacuum, especially if they wanted followers, right? But they were willing to stick with the Chumash, and not with the Torah Shebaal Peh, because Dover Nifloli's Bonein. Something amazing to think about, right? This that you're Oyved HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lishma and not Amnasakal Pras, that's not in Torah Shebichsav anywhere. Adarabah, from the Chumash you get the picture, Ke'ilu, you know, Lasat Gishvachem Be'itam, right? Right? It's all you do, you get rewarded, right? Right? This message that you're Oyved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Shalom Amnasakal Pras, Lishma, that's only in Torah Shebaal Peh. You won't find a makor for it in the Chumash. Right, just, you know, al derech remozim mod dakim. It's amazing, right? And it's davar nifla mod lizbonin. The pasuk says in Eov, aruka me'eretz mida urachava mini yam. So Chazal darsh aruka me'eretz mida eretz zutar shevchsav urachava mini yam zutar shebal peh. Right, you know, Torah shevchsav is called oruch. Right. Torah Shebaal Peh is called Rachav, wide. And this one is Nimshal L'Oretz, and the Torah Shebaal Peh is Nimshal L'Yam. So the Goyim talks about this in his Pirushim on Rabba Bar Bar Chodesh, Nifla Lizboni. So just think about this, right? Torah Shebaal Chav is lines. Right? It's written, you know, Shurot. And that's Aruch. Theoretically, if you could have a parchment long enough, you could write all the Torah Shebaal Peh, all the Torah Shebaal Chav, I meant to say, all on one line. Not just you don't have a parchment that long, so you have to do shurot.
No psukos?
No, maybe psukos and stubos, but you keep on moving, right?
Kuchen means you're starting with life.
Not whatever it means. So it means that the theoretically it's all it's lines. It's only aruch. Right? It's only aruch. It's not rachav. Because what does the Tarsh Baal Peh do? It fills in the gaps between the lines by cross-referencing a Kal V'chomer from this part to that part. A Binyanav, a Gzer Shava. It fills in the space between the lines. That's rachav. Right? The space between the lines is rochav, is width. Right? The pshat is like this. In Tarsh B'chsav, it's one-dimensional. Right? It's only aruch. And that's, you know, so in the space between the lines, you can put in whatever interpretation you want. In Tarsh Baal Peh, that closes the gap between the lines, between the Kavod, with all the Midas Shatran and Dresh Ben, that cross-references and fills in the space between the lines, you have no room to put in your own stuff. Right? You're blocked out. It's like you got swamped. You got swamped. You got no place to, like, you know, shtuparain, you know, your own stuff, right? They were very happy with the Tarsh B'chsav without the Tarsh Baal Peh, because that way you could read into it whatever you want, right? And the Rambam writes in the Mor Nevuchim an amazing thing, right? That we're mitztayer so much, you know, I'm paraphrasing, we're mitztayer so much that Kosh will put the Tarsh B'chsav in writing. Because once something is in writing, everyone can put their own spin on it. Right? And we're so lucky, this is the Rambam writes this, that Yaakov will put at least a Tarsh Baal Peh, Baal Peh, because when you have to be Mekabot Mipeh Laozen, right, there's no room to read into it, because the guy will explain to you exactly what he meant, right? And it will give it to you with the right tone of voice, that you know exactly, can't put no spin on the words, because he's going to give it to you with the full Parshanut and with the full tone that leaves no room for imagination.
That's fine. Neither, which is Tarsh B'chsav, is says Gematria 49. It's a 49 ways you can be Matar or Sheretz. You can go either way. You can explain.
Excellent. Right. Correct. Right. And that's there's so now the Oretz is, you know, Aruka me Eretz Mida, because in Oretz when you stand on dry land, you could be pone towards, be pone away, like we explained. Yam is all one rishus or no rishus whatsoever, right? You know, in Tarsh B'chsav is aruka me'eretz mida. It's long, but it's ke'eretz, right? And you could, you know, you, there's a lot of room to, there's latitude between the lines, right? Tarsh Baal Peh is urachava mini'yam. Right? It doesn't leave you no latitude. It swamps everything. That's a Lashon Chazal. Olam hazeh domeh le'eretz. Olam haba domeh le'yam. Right? Because in Olam haba, there's nowhere. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. Say Yosh Vatar, V'nenem mezev Hashchina. There's no looking away and seeing something else. V'nenem mezev Hashchina is everywhere. Right? And that's saying that Kofelem Har Kegigis, the Medrash of Tanchuma, says it was on Tarsh Baal Peh. Right? In Tarsh B'chsav, there's room for, you know, you read into it, whatever you want. You know, a couple of magigas on Tarsh Baal Peh takes away, it strips away room for the imagination, right? That even the parshanut and how you're going to build with it, and how you're going to work with it forwards is also al pi Hashem. You never have your own. Even though, and the amazing irony is that Tarsh Baal Peh is called Ubetaraso Yege Yomam Velayla. You have a kinyan, it's called yours, but that's why Talmud Chachosh Machal Kvado Kvado Machal. But nonetheless, you know, with Tarsh Baal Peh, you're stuck, right? There's total hisbatlus to Ratzon Hashem. And that's the secret. Why the inyan of Lishma, you just do it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's no zich, there's no sense of self. That was nisbar in the Tarsh Baal Peh and not in the Tarsh B'chsav. Because the Tarsh B'chsav, that's Nimshal Le'eretz, to dry land, there's a place to stand. I have my perspective. I'll read into it the way I see. In Tarsh Baal Peh, no place to stand. Nimshal Le'yam, right? There's no place to stand. You know, everything, you know, even how you interpret it and how you're going to build with it onwards is also Al Pi Ratzon Hashem. Right? There's no sense of self and no putting your own spin on it. So even though the amazing irony is that's where we have our most kinyan in Torah, right? But you know, but it comes with total hisbatlus. And that's why the inyan of lishma is only in the zbayer, in the Tarsh Baal Peh, not in the Tarsh B'chsav. And the Tarsh B'chsav is called Eretz. right? And the Torah Shabbat Peh is called Yam. And that's why you find Losh Chazal, Yam HaTalmud. Right? It floods everything. It leaves no, you know, with the Torah Shabbat Peh, right? There's no open speculation that I decided or I feel, right? There's Gidrei Talmud Torah of how everything is handled, and you never leave the Hekef of Ratzon Hashem. And therefore, it basically is mevatel the zich, right? That there's no sense of self, and everything will be alpi the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. It's an amazing thing, right? The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Dalet that min hadin, right, should be that if a person steals a saw of chitim, right, and he plants it, min hadin, it shouldn't grow, right? Because he stole, right? El olam k'minhago noeg. The old summer shekukul asim li tenesadin, and then brings another match that min adin if a person's a bull and ever shouldn't be molid, right? Yeah, because he did something wrong. Why should he be molid, right? But olam kamin hago noeg, the also shekukul asim li tenesadin. Amazing thing, right? Those two things are called derech eretz, eretz, right? Eretz chitin and kayedua, you know, derech eretz. The zivik is also called derech eretz, right? That in eretz there's the possibility of going against Ratzon Hashem, but we believe that lasilavo yitnu esadin. That's called olam k'minhago noheg. That's the midah called eretz. The midah called malchus that lesla einin. The Zohar says there's no eyes. It's deaf, dumb, and blind. It's olam k'minhago noheg. That's what the tzedukim wanted. They wanted olam k'minhago noheg. Right, they wanted to go only with the Torah Shebichtav and not the Torah Shebichtav, which leaves room for the Zich. And that's the secret also. They had a problem. They didn't want to do Keteris Lefnim. Makesha. That was another war that they had with the Prusha. We had to be Mashbir, according to God over here. You do the Keteris Bifnim, not Bachutz. What was their hang up? Right? Because Bifnim, the Adam is bottle. Right? You go in there, that's why everyone dropped dead if you wasn't Roy, because you saw Aron Enam Min Amida. You saw things that you couldn't wrap your head around. And if you didn't have total is botless to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you weren't good with it, you would drop dead. Because it would be you versus the Gilui Shechina, you die. Unless you're a total is botless Gemura. So you did the Ketaris Bachutz. They want Oretz. They don't want Nisuch HaMayim. Because Nisuch HaMayim represents raising the waters above the Oretz. We want to flood the world. We want to flood the world, right, with the clear Havana. Right, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is who ve'ein bilto, and there's no room for you to do anything else that you want.
And building on the ground at their feet.
That's right. Nisuch al gabe raglayim. We want a place to stand. We want standing. We want standing. The ragmu kol am besrogeim, because kayadua in the bofin prat, there are seven entities that we have: three adasim, two aravos, one lulav, one esrog. Sacha kol seven. The last midah, right, that's called the midah of Malchus, the midah of Eretz, is the Esrog. Ragmu kol am ve'esrogehem, right? They want land unconnected to Shemaim. They want Eretz Nosav Ne'adam, not with Hashemaim, Shemaim LaHashem, the hefech of Moshe Rabbeinu, right? So that's Ragmu kol am ve'esrogehem, midah keneged midah. You want the Eretz separate, so Ragmu kol am ve'esrogehem, which connected the midah of Malchus, is called the midah of Eretz.
Right. Big flood.
Excellent. All right. So it's more than that, right? The right. Lo yareu lo yashusu b'chol har kochi ki mola arts deya sashem kemayim la yam mechasim. That's how the world's going to be flooded. Ki mola arts deya sashem kemayim la yam mechasim. Right, that even though the Ordin should be, there should be the Rakia Besocha Mayim to be Mavdil Be Mayim Lamayim, but still, but Afal Piken, the Ordin, who's a Bar Das, and makes room for the Das, right? But Kemar's Des Hashem, Kemayim Lam Mechasim, even though there's a place to stand, it won't obscure, right? The Akorish Brochu Hu Ve'ain Bilto. And so, what is the Mahalach of Chibur, right? That there is, you know, between. Right, Shamayim and Oretz, so we say it's Betzim connected. There's no Rakia B'soch HaMayim. And that's a Sifrei. Machatzti Vani Erpa, says the Sifrei, Olai L'rapos Es HaMachitza Shasisi. What needs to be healed in the world? The Machitza, right, that the Vayavdo, the Lahavdo Ben Mayim L'mayim. The Sifrei says, what's wrong with the world is the machatzti. I made a machitza ben Eliyahu Tarim, Vani Erpa. That's what still needs to be healed. This machitza, this rakia, besoch hamayim. is what needs to be healed. Right? We say it's batsam altogether. The mahalach of chibur between them is like zohar and the keva. Right? And that's the and that's the inyan that in the Beis Hamikdash we did the nisuch hamayim. So it says, you know, gedol maase tzadikim yeser mi maase shamayim v'aretz. The Gemara says in Ksuvos Daf Hey, right, shamayim was created with one yad and aretz with one yad. But ober mikdash Hashem konenu yadecho zmei shnei yadayim, because the inyan is that yad, one yad for ruchnius, one yad for gashmius, and shamayim aretz remain separate. The Beis Hamikdash is mechaber the two yadayim together. So the Gemara asks the Pirchon of Ai, it says, Umase Yodov Magid Harakia. So that, no, Maase Yodov of Akosh, Mi Magid Harakia, that Yodov is still Gdol Maase Tzadikim, because we're Mispalo and Akshomim Yordim. Akshomim Yordim. Right, so Dover Niflo, the Inn of Geshem is that the Hebrew of Shemaim Arts, that the Shemaim Arts don't remain separate. The Shemaim is Mefarnes and Zon and Mechalkel the Oretz. Right? And it's also called, therefore, called two Yadayim, and it's all Beschus the Odom. Right? The Maase Atzadikim. We put the two hands together, and then we come to the Bar Hilula tonight. Kaidu, what Reb Nachman writes in the Ksav, in the end of clapping during davening. I'm not saying to do this, right? But he says, this is Kodesh HaKadoshim, because I was Makabel this Hezber in Rabbi Nachman from Rabbi Shlomo Kalabach. Mipela Ozer. He was Masber this to me. Right, that the Pshat, what it's written in the Ksovim, he says this, that clapping is Avira de Eretz Yisrael. That's right, it's written in Kutei Moran, Kamakot. As I asked Rabbi Shlomo at a concert, right, you know, what's the Pshat, right? Right, so Rabbi Shlomo said, it's Ichud of the Midas. Right, which only happens in our Torah. Really, in the Makom HaMikdash. That's why Mikdash Hashem Konu Yadecha, to bring together the two, and that's what we do with Tefillah. You know, we pull together the pieces. You know, Ki Beisi Beis Tefillah. We pull together the pieces. Shemaim and Eretz are in this Achid over there. Right, and that's the Pshat that David HaMelech was digging the foundations for the Beis HaMikdash. So I say Gemara in a few places in Shas. Flood. So flood. Right, that over there at that place where the two universes meet, there was going to be a flood. It was going to go back to Yom HaRishon. It was going to go back to that first day of creation, where Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yochid Ba'olamo. And David HaMelech, so he put that, he put the cheres. But the amazing thing is that he darshened the Kal V'Chomer, and this is a Davar Nifalis Bonin, right? He darshened the Achitofel darshened the Kal V'Chomer from Soita. Right, that if Akosh will allow this shame to be machuk to make Shon ben Ish l'Ishto, right, kavachomer for the whole world. It's a dover nifla lizboning. This is amazing, right? That the pshat is like this: we put the waters down to make pirud. For what purpose, right? Pirud, that things could go back to be ponim b'ponim, like the zivug of zohar ben akeva, the shalom bias ben Ish l'Ishto, like mamash the nesira that there was. So they were ochar b'ochar, split them, and they should be ponim b'ponim, because this is what makes shalom ben Ish l'Isha, right? And that's what the Simchas Beis Hashem was all about, right? So it was that it was on those steps that are mechaber between Ezra So and the Ezras Noshim. Right, because that's the whole inyan, that really the whole world is together. Besod achibur zohar v'nekeva, right? And the world of today, that where this is all up in question. Hashem yirachim, right? Right, because they want to keep things ochor ba'ochor. Hashem yirachim. It's mamash a merit in the inyan of zivuk ponim al ponim. I don't want to be menabel pi. It's mamash going against to keep things ochor, not ponim al ponim. Hashem Yerachim, right? Because that's the whole thing, that it all fits together, like Zohar Nekeva, that Kayadur from Zohar, the Mayim that are Me'alarkeh called Mayim Duchrin, and the Mayim that are Mitachas also called Mayim Nukvim, and always be Malim Mayim Nukvim, and Kenegate come and they're Neschaber in Mayim Duchrin, right? And that's what seals it all up, right? Zohu Shechina Shruya Beneim. The Shechina is everywhere. Zochu Shechina Shruya Beneim. And that's what happened in the Mokom HaMikdash. And that's the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Right? And when it's water everywhere, and Akosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, there's no room for the Zich anymore. Right? And that's what the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, right? V'nachnu ma, is the madrega of Yosef Atzadik also, even though he was, the brothers did him, pretty much big, disservice. Kilamichya shalchan elokim chayim was all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wasn't you. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Right. Oh, very good. So that's anova. Right, anava. Right, the total is spotless to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And where is that madrega? How do we see that Moshe Rabbeinu was the biggest anav? He said v'nachnu ma, and kayadua from things that I'm learning with the balabais. Right, the mayim duchrin are called ma. Right, the or memhei. Right, and it supplements the mayim nukvah that are called ban, and the zivug between ma and ban is what makes tikkun, and the two come together, and that's what it says in the Gemara Tanis, that by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva they heard a call, Kol Trei Reyin, Kol Shnei Reyin Ani Shomea, right? Two lovers, the Mayim Elyonim and Mayim Tachtonim, that really the whole period between them, right, is just an illusion, and they never really separate. Right, it's just that the Odom should reveal that. HaKadosh makes place for the Odom. The Odom should reveal it, and the Zivug of Zohar and the Keva is what closes that gap, right? The gap between the Yud of Ish and the Hay of Isha. That Kaidur, the Gemara says in Menachas, Ki Bekah Hashem Tzor Olamim. With Yud, the Olam Elyon was Nivra. With that, the Shemayim Hashem was Nivra with Yud, and the Oritz Nosav Nam was Nivra with the Hay. And with Isha and Isha, you bring the Yud and the Hey together. That's the Trey Ray and the Lo Misparshin, the two lovers, Chochma and Bina, that never part. Right? But the Adam should reveal that, and that's the greater cues, because when the Adam reveals that, then it's that relationship is called Ponim Ponim. Whereas if you just never leave it open for anyone to reveal, it will be called Ocher Be'ocher.
Hillel also.
Oh, so very good. So now, so about Hillel, so it says, right, that even his Talmidim, Rosh Tishalem Shechina, right, Kim Moshe. Rosh Tishalem Shechina Kim Moshe. So Moshe said, V'nachnu Masr Shechina Shorahem God, he just views himself as a koch, to be metakin, right, koch to be metakin, right, the whole world. No, he had no zich of himself. So what does Hillel say? Ukeshani la'atzmi ma'ani. He says like a ma, right? And that's what he says. Imani kan hakol kan, because total is batlus takarish brochu, because that's the simcha that there is by simcha zebeshev. But what if total is batlus, right? And you realize that even the potential for evil was created so as a hechitimtza, not to be separate space like the tzedukim want to take it and run with it, take the land and run with it. Right, like Korach, right? Take the land and run with it, right? But it's the potential. It's give to facilitate, be able to turn towards. There should be a relationship upon him, and that's the pshat. That's what they said, right? Ashrei mishalochata, mishalochata yachzor v'yimchalo. Right, to understand that the rakia besochamayim, right, and the arts that resulted afterwards. The whole point of it is to all turn back towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yachzor, Yoshuv, v'yimchalo, turn back, right? It's all the potential to turn towards, and that gives the whole significance of relationship upon him, and that's the simcha. Usmachtim lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yomim, and that's the relationship between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, lifnei Hashem titaru, because there's another lashon in that medrash on Yom Rishon, Yom Echad. Yom Echad Bashana, Shinosa Koshu, Benat Sarikim Rashon, Vezu Zay Yom Kippurim. On Yom Kippur, it's Lifnei Hashem Titoru, the whole world goes under mikveh, right? The whole world is bottle on Yom Kippur. Ha Sutton is Gematria 364. He doesn't work on Yom Kippur. It's not, Yom Kippur is not a normal day of the year. The whole world is like underwater. It goes back to Yom Rishon. Sukkot, the Simcha of Sukkot is that the waters part again. The Medrash says, it's the new world starts again, new account, right? But usmachtim v'nei Hashem elokeichem, we're the tsuras adam at the water parted for us. The waters are parting, but for us, because we use that potential to be lifnei Hashem, and that's the simcha. Usmachtim lifnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yomim. We'll just end off with one. That's right. And the whole unit of Mechitza was there. You know, they were covered the whole unit of Mechitza, and that's why you need a Mechitza and a Shul. Adayom Azeh. It's all from the takonet that made by Simchas Beis Shul. There is a Mechitza. There's a Mechitza. It's the Mechatzti, right? But it's L'shem Shemaim. It's a Machlokas L'shem Shemaim. Right, so that is one more
Tahara. So Nisach HaMayim is the Tachlis or it's the Eilam Avoida?
It's Eilam Avoida. The Odom. Ushaftem Mayim Zal. You Ushaftem. You do it. You do it. You raise up the Mayim. Right? You do it. And then that relation is called Ponim El Ponim. As opposed to if it would just be whatever, it would be called Ocher Ba'ocher. So one more ha'ara nifla, right? So Gemara says in Tainus, also talking about the Simchas Beis Shoeva, right? So Gemara, so betoch, you know, there's also in drasha, you know, one of the, I forget the lashon of the name of the Amora. He says that you know that one Amora once heard the Ananim say, "We're going to bring rain on Amon and Moav." It's a Gemara in the Tainus Daf Chafei. Right, we're going to bring a rain on Amon and Moav. Right, so this Amora was Moichai told the Ananim, wait a minute, these nations were Makabal Torah. Amshel is Makabal Torah, right? On them you should reign. Davar Niflamo. And then right after that, that same Amora, so you think because the same guy, so Gemara stoops in, that he darshan Tzadik Katomar Yifroch Keres Bavon Yizke, why Tzadik and Erez, why Tomar and Erez? Why Tamar Eres? Well, Tamar has Paris, but it's not Gizo Machlif. Eres is Gizo Machlif, but it's Giz Paris. That's why Tzadik Katamar cares about you have the red that's always everlasting, plus it makes Paris. Not Kesher. Right? So, Lefi Dvar, and it's all in the middle of the Sugya, darshing up on Nisuch HaMayim. Right? The shot is like this. Right? You know, the whole tachs of why it rains is because it was Matan Torah, B'schus Moshe Rabbeinu, that brought Torah to the earth. The Torah is Nimshal Lamayim, Yarov Kamotar Likhi, Tizal Katal Imrasi. That Shemaim Arts are in sync, and the Shemaim is Mefarnes the Arts, and they're really connected, and the period between them is just an illusion, right? And it's Beschus the Torah, they weren't Makabal Torah, you shouldn't rain on them, right? You should rain on Am Yisrael. But then Tzadik Katamar Yifrach, right? That, you know, which is the Lulav, it's from Kapos Tamarin. Right, Tzadik Katamar Yifrach, right? Because you know the lulav, which is connected Yosef Atzadik, right? The lulav makes the chibur. Ma Yisrael, ma Tamar ze ein lo elo leiv echod, kach Yisrael ein lem elo leiv echod laviyem shibashman. We do everything lishma. We just have one rotzen, just to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Total lishma, total is batlus. The total hakorav eino muvado, but it goes deeper than that. It's shaydin ari, Tzadik Katamar. Yifrach is Sofei Tevos Korach. Right? Korach who rebelled against Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, Mida, like Mari Varabi explained, Mida Kenek Mida, he has no earth down beneath his feet. Because the whole tachlis of giving earth, you know, was to be Oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Mevato Bedas. Be Mevato Das Bedas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Right? But the whole point is that that also has to be Chozel Atov. The whole point is that all the Ra is Chozel Atov, that all the Metzias of Ra is Chozel Atov, and that means even Korach has to have his Tikkun. And even Korach, Tzadik Katar Mifrach, Sofei Tevos Korach, even Basof, in Sofei Tevos, Korach will have his Tikkun. Because the whole potential for evil that comes from that Rakia Besoch HaMayim, the whole potential, that Mechatzti, that needs to still be healed, right? The whole potential, that's all us to turn L'Teva, right, and become the Tov Ma'od, the Tosefet Tova, I'll pay the Tov, right, when the whole people will be upon him, so Korach will be Nichlo in that, right, that even those that even rebelled against the whole concept, Machlokas Hashem Shema, and didn't recognize it, they also have to be Chozel Atova. Ki Molards Deas Hashem, Kamayim Layam Mechasim, right, everyone will be Makir, that Eino Mevaro, Eino Mevaro leaves no room for evil, so even those who were murdered in the whole Metzias of Machlokas Hashem Shema, even they will have a Tikkun and become part of the Tov Ma'od, Ken Yabim Hera B'Yameinu, L'chaim.
The
water, the rain is ma. The oritz is ban. That's what it says. That's what it says. That the by the shvira, ha'orit, in Safrat Susa, Milch and miso, v'ara it batlat. The arts was bottled. What's happened? Going back to Israel? Aaron?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, come here, Michael.
Rebecca, you learned the Reb Nachman stuff?
I had my Brussels face.
Yeah.
Everyone has. Every thinking
in
person.
Spas
or? No, Ramat Shlomo. No, it was 1 year that.
It's written well. It's understandable.
No, you have to. All right, the recording material off?